Well, good morning, everyone. Christian greetings to each one of you again today. It's a privilege to be here again. Feels like we've been gone quite a bit lately, my family and I, and it's good to be back home. Worship here at home again. Trust that God can be praised and honored through our gathering here again. And there's maybe quite a few not here today. Maybe you're listening in. Maybe you're sick, or maybe you're staying home with someone that's sick. I wish God's blessing on you, wherever you may be, and trust that God can suit you a blessing as well. I too was blessed by the songs we sang. They spoke to me. And I'm pretty sure that many of you here, your minds have been thinking along some of the same lines as myself. Those songs reflected that the Lord is King, and under His wings, those first two songs. God is King, God is in control. And also Brother Joe's devotional there. I feel like what I have to share has been well trampled on already this morning, well trampled around. And maybe I can just let it at that and sit down. But I will share what I feel the Lord has given me here this morning. Like I said, I think my mind is going down the same lines as many of y'all. And that is to the times we find ourselves living in. Seems like some pretty shaky times nowadays, doesn't it? Some troubled times. It's rather unsettling. Maybe it's a reflection of me spending too much time with the news, I don't know. But it's a familiar song that came to my mind as some of these thoughts were going through my head these past couple days, couple weeks. Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear now is at stake. That song was written back in the 1950s, I believe. But you know, it seems like it could have been written right here in 2020, don't you agree? Some turbulent times, it seems like. And probably many of us have been thinking about the United States presidential election the past number of days and weeks. And what a turbulent time these last few days and weeks have been in our country. Our fellow Americans have been bitterly divided during this time and continue to be. Strong opinions and feelings being expressed at times, causing much unrest. And maybe, just maybe, some of these opinions and feelings have been coming to influence my feelings the last little bit. Just maybe all the goings on around us have sparked just a little bit of fear in my heart. You know, what's coming next? What's coming next? And you know, as it sits right now, it seems just fairly likely that in the near future, the United States will have for a president a very liberal-minded man. And for its vice president, a very liberal-minded woman. Or maybe that news is out of date by now, I don't know. It has a way of changing fairly quickly, it seems. But if you're like me, and I don't think that I'm so different this morning, you have some of these fearful things that come into your mind. You know, what's going to happen here soon? Is God going to allow evil men and evil agendas to move forward? Are we going to be able to continue to live in this country as the quiet and peaceable citizens of the land? Are there laws that are going to be put in place that conflict with our obedience to the laws of Jesus Christ? Are the religious freedoms that we've enjoyed for years and probably taken for granted for many years, are they going to go down the tube, disappear? Many, many thoughts, fearful thoughts like this that we can have. And then, yes, there's the coronavirus yet too, right? This pandemic, or at least that's what it's shown to be, is making a comeback again. Or at least that's what we're told. God knows how that really would be, how things really stand. I don't myself. We'll leave that to God. Once again, there's some nervous thoughts that we can entertain. You know, our churches, our schools, our communities, businesses, we're going to get shut down again. How are we going to relate to that as Christians? Are our schools going to suffer? Are our businesses going to suffer? Our business is going to be able to take another shutdown like that financially? Are we going to face hard times? Many fears like that that can fill our minds. And quite frankly, I've been having a few of these the last while. Well, what does God think about all this? What does His Word have for us in all this? Should we really be getting bogged down with these kinds of thoughts, we as followers of Jesus Christ? Should these thoughts be at the forefront of my mind? Should I be entertaining, personally, myself, entertaining these kind of thoughts? As I thought about this, there was a verse that the Lord brought to my mind. It's been an encouragement to me, and a positive verse in my experience. And I'd like to share it here with you this morning for the message. You can turn to Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, and maybe many of you recognize this verse immediately as what our Sunday school theme verse was in the adult lesson. I did not realize that this was the theme verse till I was done with my preparations and looked at my Sunday school lesson this morning. Well, God has a way of working those things out, I guess. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. That second phrase there is what I want to focus on here this morning. I will trust and not be afraid. That's what I would take for a title for the message here this morning. I will trust and not be afraid. It's a very simple verse. Very easy to understand verse. But I believe it's a verse that can speak to us here in the fears that might face us today. It's a verse I believe has spoken to those in the past who have struggled with fears. And I believe it gives direction to those fearful thoughts that would come into our minds. I will trust and not be afraid. I'd like this verse to be an encouragement to each one of us this morning. And I'd like it to challenge us to trust God more and not be given to fear. You see, I don't believe God would have us to be a fearful people this morning, fearful persons. Those fearful thoughts that I have about what might happen here in the future, God wants to do away with those. He wants us to overcome the spirit of fear within us and replace those fears with trust. Trust in God. I will trust and not be afraid. I'd like to look at fear for just a little here. What is fear? I think we know what fear is. Fear is an emotion. It's something God created us each with, right? A certain amount of fear. A certain ability to fear. And He made us that way for our good, right? Excuse me. You know, if I burn my hand on the hot stove, fear I have of getting burnt a second time keeps me from touching that hot stove again. And God's made us that way. It's for our good. Well, is that the kind of fear we're talking about here? This fear of getting injured or something like that? Well, I believe it's much more than that. But I'd say it's a fear, an emotion that ends up controlling my life, ends up controlling my thoughts, my actions, in a negative way. Maybe that's not a very good explanation. Fear is an emotion, right? And like other emotions, I believe it needs to be controlled, or it becomes what can control us. And just like anger, you know, if a person does not control anger in his life, it becomes an emotion that controls him, doesn't it? And a very miserable life, a very miserable person, that individual is. Makes it miserable for himself and others. And I think it's the same way with fear. It's an emotion we all have, but it needs to be controlled. Or it will be the thing that takes control. Maybe more correctly, it needs to be controlled by God. Fear, I said it's fear that can become what controls one's life, thoughts or actions in a negative way. And for example of that, I thought of Adam and Eve there in Genesis 3. I believe it's the first time we have fear mentioned in the Bible. You know, Adam and Eve, they took of that fruit from that tree that God said, do not eat of that tree. They disobeyed. And what came next? Well, they were afraid. They hid from God. They hid from the presence of God, or they tried to. Actually, that's not even possible. You can't hide from God. But their fear was what was controlling them. Instead of enjoying the good place, the good garden God had made for them, they were afraid and hiding among the trees. Well, they had reason to be afraid, didn't they? They had disobeyed God. Psalm 56, verse 3. It's a very familiar, a very similar verse to the one we have right here in Isaiah 12, verse 2. It says it this way: what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. What time I am afraid. That verse tells me, you know, there will be times that we as people we'll have fears. There will be times. We have the fallen nature that we have to deal with, that we have to live with. There will be things that we're afraid of at times. There will be those things that come into our life and make us fearful. And God knows that, I believe. He knows our makeup. He knows our tendency to fear. I like how Psalm 103 says it. In verse 14, it says, He knoweth our frame. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. You know, God created us. He knows our weaknesses even better than we ourselves do. And He knows those fears that can creep in at times. And actually, Jesus himself faced these same feelings that we do. There in the Garden of Gethsemane, before his death, he struggled with feelings of fear of the death that awaited him. It says he sweated, as it were, great drops of blood. I believe he was faced by feelings just like we are at times. I will trust and not be afraid. You know, we're challenged by this verse to trust and not to fear, to dispel those fears by trust in the Lord. You see, trusting in the Lord and fear are more or less opposites, aren't they? They're really not compatible together. You can't mix the two, I don't believe. Kind of like darkness and light. You either have darkness or you have light. You can't have one or the other, or maybe that's putting it too strong, I don't know. But I believe that trust, this morning, trust in God can dispel fear. It can chase away fear, just as light chases away the darkness. I will trust and not be afraid. So why choose trust instead of fear this morning? Why choose trust? Why trust in God? Well, maybe a short answer to that would be that we have a God who is worthy of our trust. He is trustworthy. Think of the closest friend you might have here. You know, how, no matter how close a friend he or she is to you, how well you feel you know them, you know, they're not perfect either, right? And there's And even while they might seem pretty close to it, pretty close to perfect, as great a person as they may seem to be to you, you know, there are times when they just very well may leave you down. They might not quite live up to your expectations. And that's life. I think we all realize our imperfections at times. But you know, it's not so with God. He is worthy of our absolute trust. He never let you down. He don't go back on his word. He's given us his word, the Bible. And you can be assured it will never change. His promises stand. Why trust the Lord? Psalm 96, verse 5, "For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens." We can trust the Lord because he is the wonderful creator of the mighty heavens. You know how impressive the heavens are. Thousands, millions of miles of wonderful created planets and so forth. And not only did he make the heavens, but he made the earth and everything on the earth, everything in the earth, including you and I. He's a creator of all things. Why trust the Lord? Because not only did he create all things, but he keeps and cares for them. It's through him that we live and move and have our being, it says in one place. He's God that knows all things. He's omnipresent, which means he's everywhere. He's all-powerful. Isaiah 59, verse 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear." And that's given as an emphatic statement there. God is fully capable. There is nothing too hard for God. We have a God who is worthy of all our trust. I will trust and not be afraid. I'd like to consider here maybe a few practical ways that we can trust God and not be afraid. Some encouragement for us in trusting God more and doing away with the fears. Are you struggling with some fears in your life? this morning. I already referred to Adam and Eve there in Genesis chapter 3. They were afraid and tried to hide from the presence of God. Well, why were they afraid? God had been their friend, right? It says there that they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. You know, God wanted them to be there with Him. God wanted to walk and talk with them. It was supposed to be a glorious time. Why were they afraid? Well, they had sinned, right? They had disobeyed God, and we said they had reason to fear. Well, friends, this morning, it is the same way for you and I today. If I will hide sin, or have sin hidden in my life, you know, I can expect to live a life of fear. I think it's just that simple. Psalm 66, verse 18 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." You know, I can't expect God to bless my life if I'm harboring sin and guilt in my heart. The sinner's life is a life of fear. And you won't overcome fear with sin in your life this morning. There is much to fear for the sinner. God has prepared a terrible place of judgment for the sinner. Praise God this morning. There is no need to be bound by fear. Jesus Christ offers you not a life of fear, but a life of joy and hope. But you need to rid your life of sin by the power of Jesus. Confess and forsake it. It needs to be gone from your life. Turn your life over to Jesus. You can turn to Matthew chapter 14. It's a few verses I'd like to read here. Matthew chapter 14, I'd like to start reading at verse 25. And we're breaking into the middle of a story here, but I believe this is just after the feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus had sent his disciples across the lake in the ship without him. And starting in there at verse 25, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?'" Remember this story. Peter was walking on the water to go to Jesus. Jesus had told him, "Come. Come to me." And I know we're pretty hard on Peter here for doubting. But you know, we have to give him some credit, don't we? He had enough faith to actually jump out of the boat and start walking. And he was walking on the water, it says. But it says there in verse 30, "But when he saw the wind boisterous," "he was afraid." Somehow he got his focus off of Jesus and his mighty power. And he started to think, "Wait a second, maybe that wasn't such a good idea after all." And he started to sink. Friends, this morning, if there's some fear in your life, some fears in your heart that you're struggling with, I ask you this morning, where is your focus? Where are you looking? Have your eyes lost the focus on Jesus? Have you taken your eyes off of Jesus and His mighty power and what He has done for you in the past and what He is doing for you? Are your eyes on Jesus this morning? Or are your eyes on the waves and the wind? Are your eyes on the storm? Have you started out like in faith, like Peter here, in your Christian life, but you've been distracted by what looks like some rough waves coming your way? And you start thinking, oh, maybe this isn't going to work. Maybe this isn't going to work. You need to get your eyes on Jesus. He is the all-powerful one, much more powerful than those waves, much more powerful than the wind, the things in your life that you fear. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. I will trust and not be afraid. Are you struggling with fears today? Have you talked about those fears with Jesus? Jesus wants to hear them. You know, if those things are important enough for you to talk with, to your other close friends, I think it's safe to say they're important enough for you to talk with to Jesus. He wants you to confide in Him. Another song. Do you fear the gathering clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious what shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Spend time in prayer about it. And also let God speak to you. And many times He speaks to us through this His Word right here. Spend time reading the Word. Hide it in your heart. It's God talking with you. Memorize it. Make sure Jesus is in your boat. I will trust and not be afraid. Some encouraging verses from Matthew 10 that I wrote down here. Matthew 10, verse 29, 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Not sure if that's the same verses that Brother Joe read earlier today or not. They sound familiar, maybe similar ones. But those are encouraging verses to me. You know, God sees even the little birds, the birds that we count as pretty insignificant. And He cares for them. Certainly, He cares for you and I, which are of much more value than those little birds, as that verse tells us. Another verse, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And you know that song, as I was thinking of things to give us courage and encourage us not to fear. That song I referred to in the outstart, troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. You know, it sounds Sounds kind of disheartening, doesn't it? Sounds kind of disheartening at the outstart. But you know, how does the rest of the song go? Remember how the chorus goes? Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon. Isn't that encouraging to you this morning? I think to us as Christians, that should be very encouraging, that Jesus is coming anytime. Anytime Jesus might come, and all these troublesome things won't even matter. All these troublesome things will vanish. It's also a very sobering challenge, isn't it? That time wouldn't come upon us unawares, but that we would be ready and waiting. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Well, in closing, I hope these few thoughts on fear and trust in God could be inspiring to you. I hope they inspire each one of us to trust God more in these last days, in these shaky times. Remember to keep your focus on God and not on the troublesome things. Put Him first in your life. I'll read that verse from Isaiah 12 here in closing. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Where's your trust this morning? If you're looking to men, if you're putting your trust in men, even important men like the President of the United States, you're going to be sadly disappointed. You're going to be sadly disappointed. But I would challenge us to put each one of us personally our trust in God more fully, and let us trust and not be afraid. Let's kneel for prayer.